after the general election. The last time, given the arithmetic was so fragmented, my own personal preference would have been a form of national government with rotating Taoiseach, including my own leader, Micheál Martin, to be Taoiseach, and to bring all parties in, given the very unusual situation, so that the country could have government for a number of years. As you know, we put Micheál Martin forward three times and couldn't gain support, but we did the responsible thing. People were entitled to have a government, albeit not ideal. So that's what we did in committing to the three budgets. I think any government has to be judged on the delivery, and sadly on health, on education, on the fodder crisis, on a great many other things, there has been an abject failure. I mean, clearly housing is the biggest one of those, and what we've seen, the government is good on spin and very poor in substance and delivery. And in that regard, it's been a very, very difficult time to try be responsible on the one hand and permit government to continue, but also to try and advance our own agenda and see delivery on issues such as I said, health, housing, agriculture and the other areas of crisis in the country at this time. So certainly in terms of the renewal of the existing arrangement, I wouldn't favour that. And I would prefer, if circumstances did permit, for proper government. I think the confidence and supply agreement in a fragmented Dáil very much serves the system, whereas I and many others prefer to serve the people. So I would hope that after the deal concludes, which is following the next budget, and following the enactment legislation to bring that budget into effect, that circumstances will permit for a different arrangement, because to my mind, it must be judged on delivery, and on delivery on crisis matters, it has not served the people.
So do you think that the confidence and supply agreement hasn't worked then?
I think it has worked to the extent that it's provided government, and I think to proceed into an early general election or one immediately after the last election would have been irresponsible in the extreme. It would have led to 40 million in expenditure and perhaps 4 to 6 months of procrastinated negotiations to try and form a government. So on the basis that Sinn Féin and the Independents and other smaller parties were not prepared to support change and have Micheál Martin as Taoiseach in a minority government, we did the responsible thing, and that was correct at the time. But as the current administration has gone forward, the delivery has been absent, and that is the problem. So, as I said, my original preference would have been a national government to see our own leader as Taoiseach, where we could have had real work done. But instead, we have had a lot of announcements not backed up by delivery.